Dr. Olivero dictated for January 10, 2023. What am I talking about? January 10, 2023. The name of the patient is Johnny Floyd. First name is J-O-H-N-N-I-E. The last name Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 84-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of a CKD stage 3B with a minimal proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is consistent with CKD3BA, like in alpha, capital alpha, 2, period. Number two, the patient was recently admitted to the hospital. The kidney function remained stable, but the patient was in congestive heart failure. Interestingly, the echocardiogram fails to show a decreased ejection fraction. The ejection fraction recorded was between 55% and 60%, and there was no evidence of valvular heart disease. There was no evidence of pulmonary hypertension. It's difficult to explain the congestive heart failure. The patient had a thoracentesis in the right side 400, in the right side 600, and the left side 400 mLs. Period. If the patient has some degree of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with diastolic dysfunction, is the most likely consideration. Period. The patient was diuresed in the hospital, and she was much better after the thoracentesis. Period. In order to deal with the congestive heart failure, we explain a great deal of time emphasizing the need for a daily body weight. In the office was 146 pounds. A fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and the low-sodium diet. Decrease the protein intake since the patient had hyperechoic kidneys that were once again demonstrated in the hospital. Period. The patient is supposed to take the torsemide, T-O-R-S, torsemide, 10 milligrams if the body weight goes over 146 pounds. Period. The patient was with a son, and the son understood the instructions, and we gave the written instructions of how to follow them in order to avoid a trip to the hospital. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 164 over 87. I have to point out that she has been taking the blood pressure medication, and during the hospital stay, she was placed on Jardiance 10 milligrams every day. We will monitor this. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is with the administration of Crestor, 10 milligrams. Following number, atrial fibrillation, the patient is taking apixaban. Five milligrams two times a day. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, that is treated with the administration of pantoprazole. We are going to monitor the magnesium. Following number, the patient has osteoporosis that is taking raloxifene. Following number. Osteoarthritis. Following number, essential tremors. Following number, a remote history of nephrolithiasis. The patient lives by herself, and this is a major concern. I explained to the son the need to for her to be monitored regarding the body weight, the fluid intake, the sodium, and the instructions that were given in the written way, period. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. Paragraph. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the hospitalization imaging and laboratory in the face-to-face 25 minutes and in the documentation 8 minutes.